HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to Cyprus after meeting with Palestinian Authority President Abbas of the West Bank. More from the BBC's Lise Doucette in Jerusalem.
The spokesperson for the Palestinian president said Mr. Abbas told Mr. Blinken there must be an immediate ceasefire and more humanitarian aid be allowed into the Gaza Strip. According to the U.S.'s spokesperson, Matthew Miller, the Secretary of State reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to the delivery of life-saving humanitarian aid and the resumption of essential services in Gaza, which has been under an Israeli siege.
In Cairo, World Food Program Executive Director Cindy McCain is hoping for a pause to get more help into Gaza.
It's a disaster, and people are starving to death, and it's very important that we are given the opportunity and the access to go in and take food in and do it in a safe and regular manner.
The Israeli military's four-hour window for North Gaza residents to move to safer ground is expected to close about now. The BBC's Mark Lowen.
It's basically opening the main road south in order for people to move, and there is some movement, but a lot of people won't move, can't move, too sick to move, or just simply refuse to move because their homes are in the north of Gaza and they want to see this thing out.
In Hamburg, Germany, there's a standoff. The city's airport, CBS's Elaine Kahn.
Flights in and out of Hamburg Airport have been cancelled after a man drove onto the tarmac last night and parked his vehicle under a plane. Police spent the night trying to talk him into leaving. They say he fired at least one shot in the air. The police believe it may be a custody issue as they reported a child in the passenger seat.
When is water bad for fighting fires? CBS's Matt Piper has the answer.
The National Park Service says local water cannot be used to fight a wildfire in a marsh in Louisiana because it's just too salty. Severe drought and low river flow has led to a saltwater intrusion in the Mississippi River that's made local water as salty as it is during a hurricane storm surge. Using it would risk killing plants and animals, poisoning the marsh's soil for the future.
I hope you remembered to turn back the clock for standard time. Here's KYW's Connor Barkan.
Every year, twice a year, somebody is saying, why don't we get rid of it?
Franklin Institute Chief Astronomer Derek Pitts can answer that.
We're doing this to sort of accommodate our society more so than anything else.
He says we would lose daylight in the winter if we did away with daylight saving time.
We're trying to be as productive as possible, so we're going to take up every waking hour we can with production. Maybe that's not natural.
Whether you love it or hate it, a lot of people say falling back is less painful than springing forward.
A little bit more sleep, maybe, that first day.
Connor Barkan for CBS News, Philadelphia.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
For the ones who get
this
it done.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt Flynn Direct. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's the budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is Civic Media. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. 93.5, The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. 93.5, The Tap, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. you know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap. This is 93.5. The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Tim and Johnny, two woke warriors, teaching and learning in a post-pandemic world. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education every week. The number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to call our guest tonight, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, 10 years in business. Their conference in Washington, D.C. starts this Friday. Marla, during the break, we were kind of talking about this and people, you know, 10 years, you know, prior to that, Occupy, the Save Our Schools movement, this fight for public education, you know, and speaking of my son, who I talked about last segment, you know, and my daughter, too, who's now a junior in college, who also didn't take any standardized tests and somehow managed to get through. They've kind of asked me this question sometimes, like, aren't you tired, Dad? You know, aren't like the fight for public education, aren't you tired? Marla, are you tired?
Well, listen, I feel like I've been advocating for teachers and kids and families since I've been a teacher. Yeah. But like you, I opted my son out when he was six. And he's currently a junior in college. He's doing very well. But you know, we continue this fight because we want to make sure that kids and families have the things that they need in order to be able to go to school in their neighborhood, with kids from their neighborhood and from all different walks of life, right? That they're able to go to school and get a good education, right? And good education is such a multifaceted thing. It's driven by the teacher and the kids in the classroom. It's driven by the community. It's driven by an elected school board, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things that represent the community. And as you know, Tim, we have fought for that very simple idea for many, many years. And it's almost like there's times when I'll step back and I'll say, I don't understand what people don't get about that, because it's very super simple.
Right.
It really is. You have educated people that know how to teach children and know how to support kids and their families. I think some of the greatest work that we've seen done by the Journey for Justice Alliance in Chicago, and the understanding of what a community school is, right?
Right.
So, am I tired? Yes. Are we done? No.
No. No, in fact, you know, because it's somebody, it's like 10 years, you know, yeah. And in 10 years now, it's gone. I would say, you know, the stakes are higher than they've ever been.
Yes.
For public education,
yes.
You know, the onslaught of, you know, banning books, banning, you know, truth, banning the discussion about real people searching for freedom and the struggle they've had to do to get that freedom. The idea that we're going to ban that we're going to, you know, take money. And again, school choice and vouchers, we talk about this, the fact now too that they don't even use the kind of BS that they were trying to say, like, we just want to give money to poor kids so that they can have a better chance at education. It's like, no, we just want to give money to rich families so that they can keep their kids in private schools,
right?
And here we are coming up, Network for Public Education. So Marla, you know, as we're coming in here, Number one.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion into your local Civic Media radio station, The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke.
93.5 The Tap.
Tim and Johnny, two woke warriors, teaching and learning in a post-pandemic world. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Every week, the number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to call our guest tonight, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, 10 years in business. Their conference in Washington, D.C. starts this Friday. Marla, during the break, we were kind of talking about this and people, you know, 10 years, you know, prior to that, Occupy, the Save Our Schools movement, this fight for public education, you know, and speaking of my son, who I talked about last segment, you know, and my daughter, too, who's now a junior in college, who also didn't take any standardized tests and somehow managed to get through. They've kind of asked me this question sometimes, like, aren't you tired, Dad? You know, aren't the fight for public education, aren't you tired? Marla, are you tired?
Well, listen, I feel like I've been advocating for teachers and kids and families since I've been a teacher. Yeah. But like you, I opted my son out when he was six. And he's currently a junior in college. He's doing very well. But we continue this fight because we want to make sure that kids and families have the things that they need in order to be able to go to school in their neighborhood, with kids from their neighborhood and from all different walks of life, right? That they're able to go to school and get a good education, right? And good education is such a multifaceted thing. It's driven by the teacher and the kids in the classroom. It's driven by the community. It's driven by an elected school board, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things that represent the community. And as you know, Tim, we have fought for that very simple idea for many, many years. And it's almost like there's times when I'll step back and I'll say, I don't understand what people don't get about that, because it's very super simple.
Right.
It really is. You have educated people that know how to teach children and know how to support kids and their families. I think some of the greatest work that we've seen done by the Journey for Justice Alliance in Chicago, and the understanding of what a community school is, right?
Right.
So, am I tired? Yes. Are we done? No.
No, in fact, right. That, you know, because it's somebody, it's like 10 years, you know, yeah. And in 10 years now it's gone. I would say, you know, the stakes are higher than they've ever been.
Yes.
For public education,
yes.
You know, the onslaught of, you know, banning books, banning, you know, truth, banning the discussion about real people searching for freedom and the struggle they've had to do to get that freedom. The idea that we're going to ban that we're going to, you know, take money. And again, school choice and vouchers, we talk about this, the fact now too that they don't even use the kind of BS that they were trying to say, like, we just want to give money to poor kids so that they can have a better chance at education. It's like, no, we just want to give money to rich families so that they can keep their kids in private schools,
right?
And here we are coming up, Network for Public Education. So Marla, you know, as we're coming in here, Number one, if you said, you know, what are you excited about for the conference? I know you're excited about everything, but tell me about Linda Darling Hammond.
Linda Darling Hammond is a real pillar in everything that you could think about in education, right? So she definitely is sort of the foundation and the understanding of what communities need and schools need. I think that in this conference, we have such an amazing lineup of different people discussing different concepts and attacks on education. I think, honestly, the thing I'm probably most excited with, we actually booked these Nick Sergey and his documentary group called Documented. We booked them just recently. They actually have sort of clandestine videos about the right wing plot to take down public education. They're going to be amazing. If you look on the website, you'll kind of see what they're really about and what the video is about. Diane actually did a really powerful conversation with Nick Sergey on it. It's on the website. I think they're probably the most excited I'm about, because I think most people are going to go, holy cow, this is crazy. It's crazy.
That part. And so the website too, networkforpublic.org. Check it out. Yeah. We'll have a link to it in the show notes after the show goes up as a podcast. Networkforpublic.org. Check that out. You can get the full program here that we're talking about. That idea too, that, you know, here is, and because I've, you know, Johnny and I try to talk about this all the time. It's like, if my neighbor, we use that kind of quote as the saying, if my neighbor really knew the reality, the gasp that they would probably take to go, wait, what? That's happening to my school, to my kids, to my Friday night football, to my daughter's band recital, to the prom, to what? Wait, they took away what book? They said they can't read or talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
My neighbor, if my neighbor only knew. So that's one of the highlights that we're talking about. It's Network for Public Education's 10th anniversary conference, Washington, D.C., coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, talking about what's happening. The number, 844-967-2789. More Busted Pencils when we get back.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israeli airstrikes on the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza level apartment buildings. Palestinian officials say dozens have died. CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
It's less than 2 miles from the border with Israel. The Jabalia refugee camp is also the biggest in all of the Gaza Strip.
Dire warnings about threats to the U.S. in a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We've responded to an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab American communities and institutions across our country.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index falls for the third consecutive month in October and is at a level that traditionally indicates a recession within the next 12 months. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The board says for most consumers, high prices for food and gas was the biggest issue, followed by rising interest rates, national politics, and the fighting that's erupted between Israel and Hamas.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected.
If anyone knows what's on tap,
It's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Palestinian officials say more than 24 people were killed after Israeli jets struck a refugee camp in central Gaza Strip. BBC's Mark Lowen.
The Israelis are looking into whether their forces were operating in that area. The Palestinians say it was clearly an Israeli strike that, in their words, killed 30 civilians.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Cyprus after a meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. Blinken says the U.S. supports a temporary pause to help humanitarian aid get into Gaza. World Food Program Executive Director Cindy McCain says she's hoping it happens.
It's a disaster, and people are starving to death.
In Hamburg, Germany, the airport is shut down after a man crashed through security. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Police spent the night trying to talk him into leaving. They say he fired at least one shot in the air. The police believe it may be a custody issue, as they reported a child in the passenger seat.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Bucks win a tournament game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are headed to Brooklyn to play the Nets tomorrow night, the tip-off time at 6:30. Friday night, the Bucks beat the Knicks 110-105 thanks to a key three-point shot in the fourth quarter by Milwaukee's Damian Lillard.
It just basically gave me an opportunity to come from behind Giannis's defender because he had the ball. So his man, instead of me going uphill where he can see the action coming, I went back door and then I came back uphill from behind the defender. So once I kind of turned the corner with the handoff, I knew he wouldn't be able to just jump it because I was coming from behind him.
Now, it was the Bucks' first in-season tournament game, which basically means the games are played on a different flooring surface. There are trophies awarded. And most importantly, if your team wins a tournament, each player receives a $500,000 cash bonus. College football. Wisconsin Badgers now fall to 5-4 after losing in Indiana 20-14. Head coach Luke Fickell.
We've got to find a way to do what we said we were going to do at the start of the year. Is finished.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy sky, a light south to southeast wind up to 15. Could see some mid to late afternoon sprinkles moving in, otherwise 53 degrees. For your Sunday night, sprinkles and some light rain around, steady temperatures in the lower 50s, and staying breezy. It's 33 at our studios.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
Literally from everywhere.
And it's at this moment, you know, this time every year for network, the network for public education, where, you know, we said you and I might be tired, but it's like this is where we also then get that kind of momentum again.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's not just you and me, it's you and me, and we haven't seen each other, or we've seen this person, and here's a new person with a public education advocacy that's like, hey, did you guys think about this? And you're like, whoa, no, but that's really cool. You know, so talking about this though too, Marla, you know, see, Bill Ayers is going to be there. William Ayers, Bill Ayers is going to be talking about John Dewey. And again, people, you know, like Bill Ayers, he's crazy. He's radical. Well, his radical kind of talk is going to be John Dewey's position of going, quote, what the best and wise parents want for his own child, that must the community want for all of its children. So breaking that down into lingo of 2023, man, I want the best for my kid. And therefore, if I want the best for my kid and I'm going to get it, why not all kids getting the best?
Right.
How is that radical? The idea that all, right. I mean, right. You sit there and it's just like, you almost, it's kind of like the, you know, the, for back to the 80s, the McFly, wait a minute, kids, best education, all kids getting the best. That seems kind of like, whoa, well, why not? But, you know, but this is where we are here in our discussion with public education is that, yeah, like ideas that people might think are crazy. How does somebody though, you know, again, you know, we're pitching, make sure you're there at the network and there'll be lots of YouTube. Hey, Busted Pencils is going to be at the conference too, just to put it out there, you know, and so find us. I know Carol Burris, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, has already told me that I have a little space. So once I find where my space is going to be, when you're at the conference, if you're listening right now and you're already going to be at the conference and you want to come on Busted Pencils, we're not going to be doing anything live, but we're going to be recording interviews for the extended podcast that we're producing right now. Come and find us because we want to talk to every one of you out there. Because Marla, the idea, right, my neighbor, if people only knew,
right,
is that this new, maybe we're always talking about this, the new strategy for public education advocates, and maybe I'm asking you this for the an idea. How do we get the network? Because you know what? There are going to be 400 people who absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Our job will be leaving from there, though, to not be satisfied with the fact that we found 400 of us who agree. But how do we get the message of those 400 people out to, let me say what we do on Busted Pencils, my neighbor, down the street to the Friday night football game? Yeah. Something, and Marla, I said this during the break, because what we're starting to see now is the public education fight back. It's too late. Right. You know, so I've seen, oh my goodness, Moms for Liberty just took over our school board and have now banned all of our books. What do we do about this? Well, okay, if that's happening, we want to help you, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But we, what about stopping that from happening? So think about that from the network. It's like Moms for Liberty coming in. In fact, they're one of the sessions dealing with Moms for Liberty. I saw that, you know, we'll be talking about that. Actually, too, Marla, I have a guest right now fighting Moms for Liberty. Mm-hmm. So I'm working right now to get them scheduled. Looks like I might have them live on the show next on Halloween. So to kind of get this, because we're trying to bring that fight. Tell me something else though about the conference that people might want to know about.
Oh my goodness. It's really, to encapsulate it in like one sentence is very difficult, but it's a very big focus on, you know, we've had these religious charter schools. We know that in Oklahoma, they've okayed the first religious Catholic charter school. Right. So we have a really good concentration on that. You know, really discussing, you know, the religious charter school. We're very, very lucky again to get our pastors network in, led by the Pastors for Texas Children, who will be talking about, you know, when we talk about how do we reach our neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. They're masters at that. They're masters at it. And led by Reverend Charles Foster Johnson, they're doing amazing work in Texas and throughout the country, understanding how we mobilize, for example, faith leaders in educating about the privatization efforts and about the strength of public schools and funding public schools. So we have a lot of really good stuff with that. We have Houston educators coming in talking about the state takeover of the Houston public school system. And we also have another panel that will be talking about state takeovers that represent Tennessee and also Ohio. Mm. So, but this Houston panel, led by the Houston Federation of Teachers, President Jackie Anderson and Daniel Santos, who is actually I believe he was a Houston Teacher of the Year or Texas Teacher of the Year. They will be coming and talking about this takeover. You know, Tim, as we know, one of the great movements by the privatizers is they have the, you know, they create this idea that the school is failing and then the mm-hmm. state takes it over, right? And then we know right. they privatize it and that whole thing. And Houston has really done a really good job of mobilizing and really trying to get this school back. We have a ton of panels on vouchers that are from Arizona. We have North Carolina. We have another one organizing across the states that has Wisconsin, Nebraska, New Jersey. So we've got you said it best. We go to this conference because it really does ignite us and it gives us a lot more energy to kind of continue on. Mm-hmm. And it educates us just a little bit more about things that we might need to be educated about. But I have to tell you that in this conference, because I've been working on the registration, I see a lot of really new faces.
Nice.
So we're super excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, because I mean, think about it, right? Go back again, you know, over 10 years actually right. ago, you know, Marla Kilfoyle and Tim Slecker didn't know who each other were,
no.
you know, and it was that coming together around this idea of, you know, fighting for public schools at that time, fighting for our kids,
right.
you know, and realizing that the education that was, you know, guaranteed to them by the state constitutions of every state in this country was being mm-hmm. undermined by this, you know, kind of what people thought was, you know, we're just trying to make schools better. We, you know, let's test kids and going, no, wait a minute. They're going to take these test scores. They're going to, quote, prove schools are failing. Right. They're going to use these test scores to prove schools are failing. And then the failing schools will allow then, as you just said, the voucher, the privatizers to come in and say, hey, you know what? Then let's take those public dollars that are going to that failing local public school. Let's mm-hmm. give them away to private schools who can do a better job. Here we are now and going, and that probably, I don't know, are vouchers and the privatization of public education, I think that all leads to, is that the biggest threat that schools are facing right now? Or is maybe, I think that's it though. But for me, how do we focus then taking the network for public education? I think there's something apart on us now too. And I, now that I'm in this for so many years, if you see, mm-hmm. if you agree with me on this, we, besides pointing out the flaws and saying, here are the things that are happening and my neighbor needs to know that, we want to put forth though too, and here's what should be, and here's what can be, and here's right. what you want. That positive right. vision, the critiques are out there and we know them. What, tell me something positive about the Network for Public Education. Other than the fact that the Network for Public Education is 10 years going and they've been advocating for public education. But I mean, I think that is sometimes we get thrown into all you guys do is complain about boo-hoo, poor teachers, poor this, poor that. You know, when are you guys going to ever come forward with solutions?
Right. Well, I think the positive thing is that, well, there's a couple things. We've built up a network of close to 200 organizations across the country that are all talking and working together That's very important. That's really why I was hired to come in. And it really is strong. And, you know, I'll get someone who email me and say, I need to talk to somebody about vouchers. Well, I put you in touch with, you know, Save Our Schools Arizona, who've done amazing work and can help you with that, right? But I think the great thing with MPE is not just, you know, we're not just grumbling here and complaining and typing and, you know, complaining about stuff. You know, the executive director, Carol Burris, is a brilliant woman. Mm. I mean, she will get into the trenches. She leaves no I undotted, no T crossed. And, you know, the charter school program that we exposed in several reports, I think, really speaks to us getting down in the work and having people understand that, you know, wasting taxpayer money when you don't have to do that, when you can take that money and make public schools stronger, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's our biggest strength. We walk the walk, talk the talk, and we're in the trenches every day. And Carol is a great beacon for that, because she is a pit bull. I mean, she's going to run through data and, you know, she's going to expose it if you're wasting money. And that money in the long run hurts kids, right? You're wasting money and it hurts kids. So, well,
but that, right, the concept, what do you mean wasting money? So in other words, this is the part, it's just like to understand, it's like the money, you know, people are like, well, they're just trying to save money. No. They're taking, actually, there's no money savings in privatization and vouchers, or there'd be nobody involved in it. It's actually about taking as much money as they possibly can and taking it away from your community, your son,
right,
your daughter, your family, and moving it over to private interests. I think that's the biggest thing to help people understand. The attack on public education isn't about reducing spending. No. You know, anybody who's ever been out there. So, Network for Public Education conference coming up this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 years. Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education. Marla, I am looking so forward to seeing you when I get there on Friday. Hopefully I'll be there. I'm driving down from Ohio. I haven't even plotted out my course yet, which way I'm headed, but we'll be down there. And if you're listening and you are going to be at the conference and you want to try to get on Busted Pencils, I will be in a room. We'll be there. Come in, say hello. Let's do a recorded interview. Even if you just want to, you know, say a couple lines or something, we'll be in there gathering as much as we can. Marla, can't wait to see you on Friday. Everybody else, when we get back, producer Anya and Tim are going to break it down. The number is 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, we know you're out there listening. Give us a call, dude. We want to hear from you. It's Busted Pencils. More when we get break. Thank you, Marla.
Thank you.
The Shaw, WAUK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Tim and Johnny, proud supporters of PB&J, MLB, and of course, CRT.
Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils. Fully led education talk. Educated educators talking.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The reason there's Friday night football is because the school system in which he resides to go and witness those Friday night football games. That's why you have Friday night football. It's because of your local thriving public school. Anya, so what do you think there? You know, so Marla and I, we met, you know, 12 years ago, and opting our kids out. So you're now close to my son and daughter's age. So what would have happened if your parents would have said, you know, yo, you're not taking these tests? How would that have worked for you?
You know, I've been kind of thinking about this whole time, because I was a public school kid my whole life. I went to three different public, elementary schools, because we moved, and then the same public middle school, public high school, and then I went to UW-Milwaukee. So I'm like looking back at all of this and thinking like, wow, yeah, if I had been able to step away from the rigmarole of over testing and just focus on, you know, the things I was strong at and get a different kind of help with the things that I wasn't strong at, I don't know. I don't know where I'd be. Yeah. I hope I'd still be on Busted Pencils, but I don't know.
You'd be. Oh, I mean, you think about that, right? It's just like, okay, yeah. It's just people, and at the time when Marla and I were doing this, and the group of people across the country that were doing opt out, which then, you know, again led to the Network for Public Education and all this advocacy, we got yelled at by going like, "How dare you use your kids as political pawns?"
Right.
Yeah. You know, they're just in school trying to get an education, and you're putting them into this political fight, and more importantly, you're pulling them out of tests. And how will you ever know if my son Luke and my daughter Lacey, how will they know if they're doing okay in schools? And I was like, well, you know how they know?
How?
Because I talk to them when they come home from school.
Yeah.
I talk to their teachers when I go and meet with their teachers. And actually, when I really, really want to know what's going on, I never look for a test score to tell me what's going on in public schools.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's it, Anya, right? You know, and people are like, are you against kids taking tests? That was the other thing we got blamed for. So your kid's never going to take a test. Oh, no. They're going to take tests, because testing is, quote, part of schooling. High stakes, standardized tests that occupy multiple amounts of time, that put a ton of pressure on kids, to put a ton of pressure on teachers, to put a ton of pressure on schools. That's what we were opting out of, because that was an imposed harm.
Yeah.
You know, so did you feel harmed when that was happening?
Yeah. Looking back, I remember definitely the way that anxiety for these large, especially when I think back on, like, and I'm sorry that this acronym is going to send shivers down a lot of people my age's spine, but WKCE testing, make your mark heavy and dark. Oh my God. I hear it echoing through my head. I remember starting that so young. I remember having to learn what a Scantron was in like third grade to take these big tests. I'm like, I just want to know how many quarters are in a dollar. Why do I have to fill in these? So I do think there was harm in the sense that I do still have test anxiety. aptitude anxiety. And the question of how will we know how they're doing? A test is a really automated way to know how someone's doing. When someone finishes a test, it outputs a percentage answer. You're this good at this thing, but it's automated and it's quick and it's easy, but it's for the proctor, that is, but it's not, let's say, a total reflection of the person, right? That's what it comes back to, isn't it?
Well, it's not even a total, as you said. It's a minuscule snapshot of a moment in time where, as you laid out, Anya, you were getting ready for this test, feeling the anxiety before you took the test, learning how to use the number two pencil the correct way to make sure that you bubbled in your mark so that it wouldn't, be misread by the Scantron.
Right.
And then after all of getting you lined up, Anya, we need you to do your best. We need you to pay attention. Need you to darken in your circles the right way. Need you to have your pencil sharpened. And now, for the next 2 hours, go and do your best.
Yeah. Just don't think about any of that horrible stuff. Just go. Do good.
Do your best.
Huh?
And
how?
Yeah. And so you think about that and people are like, because we get really good information from those tests. Actually, now the reality I just laid out is that a lot of kids, the quote data they provide when they took that test was really flawed data because it isn't really capturing what they knew. It was actually measuring their level of anxiety in a way. And so, that was it. So, Network for Public Education. Do want to recognize, too, Jim in Appleton, our texter out there, high on his education wish list. Make any school that receives his taxpayer dollars all meet the same standards. What he's talking to is actually voucher schools that are going to come in and take your tax dollars. They don't have to have the same standards, free rides. In other words, we always got into this thing talking about testing. I don't want to impose that on anybody because it's bad. But the fact is that if you see that high stakes standardized testing is not required by a voucher school, that should also be telling you something about the reality of going. So they don't want to be held to those same standards. They don't want to find out in this limited capacity if they're not doing well out there. My goodness, God forbid you would actually do that. What are you going to do? Busted pencils, fully leaded. Next week, Stopping Moms for Liberty. Check you out next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in Chloe.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.